UN Secretary General Kofi Annan meets today in New York with Iraq's Foreign Minister Naji Sabri. The one-day meeting is expected to focus largely on UN demands for the return of weapons inspectors to Iraq. Iraq agreed at the end of the Gulf War 11 years ago to allow inspections to verify the elimination of its weapons of mass destruction. The inspectors pulled out more than 3 years ago, saying the Baghdad government was obstructing their work. President Bush has warned Iraq that it will suffer the consequences unless it allows the inspectors to return. Some key officials in the administration are in favor of full-scale military operations to overthrow Saddam Hussein and his regime. Charles Delfer was the deputy chief of the UN Special Commission on Iraq, UNSCOM, the agency that carried out weapons inspections in Iraq. He is currently a visiting scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you expect to come out of today's meeting in New York?
I suspect what will come out of it is an attempt by the Iraqis to drag this into a process. I don't expect that the Iraqis will make a position clear that says, no, we're not going to accept inspectors under any conditions. I think they will begin a discussion. I expect that the Iraqis will be back in a month to continue that discussion.
Do you think the threat of U.S. military action will eventually compel the Iraqis to agree to allow the inspectors back in?
I don't think the Iraqis would be in New York even now unless they took the warnings by the Bush administration quite seriously. This has been a pattern by the regime in Baghdad where they will begin to discuss things only when they think they are cornered.
When you left Iraq at the end of 1998, how close do you believe you were to completing the task of eliminating all of Baghdad's chemical and biological weapons?
Of course, we don't know the answer to that with any kind of precision. We eliminated a lot. The big open question was in the biological weapons area. And of course, we never knew the full picture, so we don't know what we actually found. The problem was that we found the government was continuing to conceal materials at some level, and that indicated that they were going to pursue these programs even when we, UNSCOM, were in Iraq.
Well, let's talk about nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency has more or less routinely verified that Iraq does not possess nuclear weapons. But a British official said this week that there is growing evidence of Iraqi attempts to procure nuclear-related material. What's your assessment?
The IAEA has two tasks, one of which they're permitted to do now in Iraq, and that's monitor declared nuclear plants and facilities. But the other task, which they're not permitted to do now by Iraq, is to account for the full program that they had before. What we saw at the end of our stay in Iraq is that Iraq sustains its development program.
Now, I'm going to ask you your opinion, if you don't mind, finally. If Baghdad maintains its refusal to allow a resumption of weapons inspections, do you believe the Bush administration would be justified in launching military action?
I think the Iraq problem is bigger than just the weapons inspectors, but that's certainly part of it. The regime has a demonstrated track record of threatening its neighbors, but more importantly to me is what it does to its own population. This is a population of people who are secular, westward-leaning, highly educated. They have enormous resources. They should be the engine of development in the Middle East. The only way the population of Iraq is going to be able to achieve its own potential is if there's a change in regime. The only way the region is going to become a safer place, I believe, is if the regime is changed. Hopefully that will happen from within.
Charles Delfer is former deputy chief of the UN Special Commission on Iraq. Thank you very much.
Thank you.